Today is Monday, April 7th, 2025, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen, and today is no different. It is National IEP Writing Day. It's also National Girl Me Too Day. It's National No Housework Day, National Beer Day, and last but not least, National Coffee Cake Day. 12:14 p.m. in the Central Time. Partly cloudy skies. 38 degrees. A little nipply out there. All right. Well, I'm back. I'm recording a little bit earlier than I normally do in the day. I normally record late afternoon. I'm recording around noon because Mark had an early ass run this morning. And I'm trying to get stuff done so I can just sit on the couch and veg out for the rest of the day. I did my taxes and oh my God, you guys. This is the most taxes I have ever paid in my life. And I look at it like this. I'm blessed to have a good job and live in an area with, you know, a cost of living that's acceptable. And I do think, people think Arkansas has a really low cost of living, but the area that I live in, I would say is comparable to Dallas, which is still a city, right? Dallas, Texas. Now I know compared to California cities, that's nothing, but it's also not rural, bumfuck, you know, whatever. It's, there is a cost of living here, is all I'm saying. When I moved here, my apartment cost the same as my apartment in Dallas, which I was really surprised about. But anyway, I paid a lot of taxes just now. And I don't know, they say, some people say it's good to pay a lot of taxes or pay your taxes when it's time to pay taxes instead of paying taxes all year long because you can save that, you can invest that money and you can do other things and that will, and you know, I guess Mark said, do you need to get an accountant or do you need to have someone to do your finance? Maybe, you know, I may be at that point in life. I don't know. Although if I end up quitting and becoming a barista, then I won't need anything at all. I'm not. Jeff, no, I'll beep that out. If you're listening, my boss's boss, I'm not quitting. That was a joke. But anyway, I paid taxes. Let's see if we have any contact. So Tony in Illinois says, hey, you should listen to Finale by Timmy Trumpet. Timmy Trumpet. Finale. Where is Finale by Timmy? What is Finale by Timmy Trumpet? Finale, Timmy. What the heck is that? Let's just see. He has very distinct vibrato. I mean, he really puts in some nice tone, though. Okay. Sorry, I was jumping around there, folks. If I was on YouTube or something, I would probably get, what do you call it? Banned or demonetized or whatever the case may be. Yeah, he has a pretty tone. I will go back and listen to some stuff by him. I've never heard of him before. Seems like it's sort of dance music or it sounds clubby, but I don't know. Weird clubby because I don't know what they listen to in the clubs nowadays. Well, anyway, I will listen to that. I will go back and listen to that and give you a report. Thanks for the suggestion. Tony says, Google cut me off too soon. I was going to say, I know you like techno and it's kind of techno and it's got trumpets. It's probably generated trumpets, but it's still really cool. So I think you should listen. You know what? It sounded like a real trumpet to me. So, and I'm okay with generated trumpets. Look, I'm not one of the, if I'm going to be okay with AI, right? Then I, for other things, then I have to be okay with AI for everything, which means I can't be saying, oh, you can't generate trumpets with AI or whatever. Well, you know, I have to be okay with that too. If I'm okay with images and music, you know, a video and other things, I've got to be okay with that. So I'm okay with it. It is what it is. If it takes a job away from me, then somebody was talented enough to create that synthesizer or whatever the case, you know, whatever they created. All right, we do have a voicemail. Let's go ahead and listen to that as well. Maybe, if it plays.
So I was debating whether to call.
Let me start.
Hi, there. Adam. Scott here.
Hey, Scott.
So I was debating whether to call. I don't know if this is a weird call or not, but after the passing of Paul Armstrong a while back and then Thomas Keel, really sad news. But I just wanted to let you guys know how much I really appreciate the podcast and your podcast and how much you guys help. Especially, well, I listened to lots of podcasts, but you and Big Fatty really helped me a lot recently.
Well, I'm glad.
First of all, I'm doing great. I don't need any sympathy. I'm doing great. I'm doing okay myself. So recently last year I had two surgeries, and then I had to start radiation treatment. I just finished last week. I had to do every day for 6 weeks. And the first day I went there, I was terrified. It was really scary. They had the whole process was really not good. But I had to go in, and I'll be really quick with this. But I had to go in the treatment room, and the worst part was taking my shirt off. I had to lay down on the table with my shirt off. I'm a little overweight, so. But
I hate taking my shirt off. Like when I swim, I only really like swimming at night. Because I don't like to wear shirts when I swim, so I'm not gonna wear a shirt generally. I mean, I probably have before, but I don't like the feeling of having a shirt cling to me in the water, especially when I get out of the water and then it clings to you and you have to like open it up so it doesn't cling and then you get air trapped in there and then you look like, anyway, it's not good. So I don't really like that. So I normally only swim at night. Weirdly enough. Okay, let's go back to the phone call.
I had to lay down the table. They made a thing for my head, kind of like a mask thing for the back of my head. And I had to lay on the table, face down like you do on a massage table. But it was really uncomfortable. It was. My arms had to be done straight to my back, done up. That's one of the funny things. She said every day, Scott, you ready for me to put your strap on? So I laughed about that. And then they did the treatment for about 30 minutes. It was really not fun. But after the first day, I was really getting really really uncomfortable with it. The second day, I decided to ask them, and they let me listen to a podcast, and I would listen to you and Big Fatty every day for 6 weeks. And that really helped me a lot to get through it. Just want to let you guys know how much I appreciate you guys. And another funny thing was, I would see the doctor every Tuesday for 6 weeks, and at the end of the visit, he would say, see you next Tuesday. And it always made me giggle. Just want to let you guys know how much I appreciate you guys, how much Aww. You help. Probably don't realize how much you're helping people, but you are. So thanks a lot to you and Big Fatty. You guys fit my time slot for 30 minutes every day. Everybody was asking about you and Mark and all questions about Big Fatty.
At the,
you got a few extra listeners too.
The doctors.
All right, that's it. I'm doing great. Doing better now, hopefully. So, well, not hopefully. I am doing better. Just got my wounds got to heal, but I'm doing good. All right, bye.
No Woodhaven. Oh well, thanks for the call, Scott. That is really sweet, and thank you for the kind words. All of us who podcast totally love it when people enjoy our shows enough to say, oh my God, you got me through chemo, or you got me through whatever. I mean, what an ego boost that is. And, you know, let's be honest. most of us who podcast, we want attention, right? So we want people to be listening to us. We may be introverted and we may be doing this in a studio by ourselves, like I'm doing right at the moment, but we like the attention. And I'm also glad that some little fart joke that I tell or something, or some rant that I have about Wendy's, I don't know, what has Wendy's done recently? I'm not really sure, but the attitude of the girl at KFC the other day, you know, will give you enough joy or whatever that you can get through whatever that thing is that you're going through. I'm really, that makes me feel a little bit of a glow in my tummy. I don't know. Where did that come from? A glow in my tummy? I don't know. But anyway, I feel warm and fuzzy about that. Thank you. Thank you so much for the call. That was very sweet. I didn't know that you had gone through anything like that. That's horrible that you had to go through all of that. But I really do hope that things are on the mend and going the right direction for you, Scott. I know you listened to The Mix, and I didn't know you had had those health challenges. So good luck with all of that as well. So yeah, we did have a weekend. We recorded with Auntie Scott, and I felt so bad because Daniel and I, after we do The Mix, we do an after show. And I really wanted to hang out with Auntie Scott more. He was not in the chat room. He's a friend of ours. We call him Auntie Scott. Most of you should know. And he was thinking of it. And so we said, we're going to do Three's a Crowd, which is our little show that we do for our special club, Level 13. But we were just rambling and like we did not have a... And he was so uncomfortable and so... And it made me feel so... And because it was not a formatted... We were not doing a show. We were doing like an after show. And so I finally said, guys, I feel uncomfortable. Let's end the show part and let's just have a chat. And next time we will have an agenda. Like we will have an actual show. Because I felt so bad about it. I really did. Because Auntie Scott's important to us. And, you know, I want to make him feel comfortable as well. So we did that. And I guess I'm out of time. So we'll have to start on Saturday tomorrow. All right, for more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call or text 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ+ friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This podcast is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.